Hey guys, Steve Booth back with another episode of my podcast series. And guys, I wanted to help you out with starting your change, starting your transformation. This is the start for you. And you're listening to this podcast if you are currently not playing at the best version of yourself. You're listening to this episode because you want to start changing, you want to start growing, you want to start working on yourself, you want to demand more from yourself for the rest of your life, really. You want to start to give more back to your partner or your kids or your life, and you want to create more success and abundance in your life. And so in today's podcast, I'm going to show you exactly what the first step is towards really embarking on this journey. Because it's going to be a journey. It's going to be tough. I remember when I really started to demand more from myself, I had to change a lot. And it was a struggle. It was really demanding. It was overwhelming. And I didn't really have anybody to help me grow and help me change. I wasn't lucky enough to have mentors in my life, or wasn't lucky enough to be born with lots of money or whatever, right? I didn't have the best genetics ever. I had to make do with what I had, and I had to move forward and start mapping a life that I wanted to create for myself. And I've gone through a big transformation. And if you're listening to this, you do too. You want to make some change. You could be in a variety of different situations right now, but you're here. We've got to deal with it. And the first step is completely understanding where exactly you are right now, right? And I know you might be thinking, Steve, that's pretty basic, but I'm going to go pretty deep here, and it's really important that you tune in. And if you avoid this step, you're just going to keep going round and round in circles. So like whenever I'm working with someone and I'm coaching them or I'm helping them change, helping them grow, then the first thing we've got to work on is get a deep understanding of who you are as a person and why you do the things you do. And you may think that you know, right, on the surface level, but the truth is, a lot of times people are going around with the blinkers on, and sometimes it takes a bit of a wake-up call, a bit of a harsh awakening sometimes for you to actually realize how bad things have gotten, or actually you're quite a rude person, or whatever it may be, right? A lot of people are walking around and they think nothing's wrong, but things are wrong. And they might think that their strengths and weaknesses aren't exactly the strengths and weaknesses that others would say about them, right? And so having a good sense of self-awareness is crucial. And it's the number one goal at the start of any transformation you go through. And so if you're looking to map your body transformation, you want to demand more from your financial situation, your relationships, everything in your life, we've got to first get super self-aware and understand, like, what really are we made of? We need to dive into the roots of who you are, how you define yourself, and highlight exactly what you need to work on to align yourself with your life's purpose, right? This can be a really big wake-up call for a lot of people. For others, it can really help them connect with themselves on a deep level. And so here, to really discover how you identify yourself and your identity and who you are, we do this a couple of different key ways. Okay, the first way is by using my 3x3 lifestyle formula. Okay, the 3x3 lifestyle formula is pretty difficult for me to go through over a podcast like this. I have done videos on it, so make sure you go check out my Facebook page. Just type Steve Booth and you should see some videos about that sort of thing. The second way is to do the Wheel of Life exercise. Okay, again, this is pretty difficult to go through over a podcast, but this can really help. If you've got a piece of pen and a piece of paper in front of you, write this stuff down, guys. The Wheel of Life, essentially, it's your own self-analysis on different areas of your life. So if we break your life into 8 different areas, right? 8 different areas of your life. So we've got, and they're different for everybody, right? These are your top 8 areas of your life. For some people, they might not want to put finances in their top 8, but it's still a very important part of life. I'd highly recommend it. So you'd go, yeah, your body being one of them, your intimate relationship being another, your friends and family being another, or you could split friends and family into 2 different categories, your career, what else have we got? So just top 8 areas, your finances, whatever it may be, top 8 areas of your life or things that you feel would really create a well-balanced life. Because remember, this is personalized. I can tell you what would create the best balanced life for me, but it might not be that for you. So what creates the best balanced life? Let's Let's map out the top 8 things. All right. And now you've got to rate yourself out of 10 for each one. It's pretty simple. 0 being nowhere near happy. Not happy as where I'm at right now. It's the worst case scenario, right? And then 10 being the best possible scenario for me right now. Right now, not compared to your potential, just right now. And that'll give you a good understanding as soon as you look at all of those and you put them in like a wheel, right? So you just draw a big circle and like you add all these pizza slices up, of each one's a pizza slice. You can see very quickly which slices are lacking and which one you're doing really well in. And so you might be at a stage where your body and your health is really, really low, but your relationship's doing really well, your finances are doing really well. You'll get a really good understanding of your life blueprint, looking at your life from a bird's eye view. And it may sound really simple and basic, but it's absolutely needed. And if you haven't done it in a while, I encourage you to do it now, like literally right now. Like pause this podcast and do it now. Write out what are the top areas of your, like the top most important 8 areas of what you consider a balanced life to be. Then rate yourself out of 10 for each one of those. I did this years ago when I first started to really look at my life and make change. And I added up all of the scores and I ended up having a overall what I considered like a happiness in life. If you add them all up and divide them by how many there is, so you get like an average score of like 3.5 or 4 out of 10. So I was 35 to 40% happy with where my life was at. That's pretty fucking shit, right? I'd consider if anyone's under 50%, then that's depression, really. Like you've got to be depressed at that stage because you're not happy with where your life's at. And I wanted to do everything I could to get that to a 10. And that's what we should do when we're going through a life transformation, is understanding where are we now and where are we going to get the quick wins, right? Because some might be down at 0 right now, like your relationship. You might have a relationship and you rate it 0 out of 10. You're really upset. You're not dating. You're not doing anything. It's a 0 out of 10, but maybe it's just not that important right now. And maybe if you put all your focus into that, other areas will suffer. So what now is going to be the number one area that you can get a quick win on, like boost it up from a 3 to a 7 or whatever it may be, without it requiring that much effort and time. And it's also going to have a flow-on effect on other areas of your life. For most people, it's health and fitness. If you're currently neglecting your health and fitness and a few other areas of your life, if you boost up your health and fitness, generally you'll have more energy, which means you'll probably rate your work life higher as well. Your relationships will probably do better as well. It's the number one. That and finances generally have the biggest flow and effects for most other areas of their life. If you have more money, generally it solves a lot of other problems, right? Not always, but if you have a great healthy body and you're full of energy, generally that'll help out with other areas of life. So those generally are the two most that you should focus on, right? So this gives you a good understanding of who you are, right? Who you are, what are your strengths and your weaknesses, right? The 3x3 lifestyle formula is also going to really help you understand your priorities. Then we've got to look at, on a deeper level, how have you really defined yourself, right? Like, what sort of person are you? And this is all about understanding what you consider your identity to be. What is your identity? Who are you? Like, really, who are you? If you were to use 3 words right now to describe who you are, what words would they be? Would they be kind, passionate, and quiet? Would they be angry, dominant, and fierce? Like, what are 3 words that you would use to describe you? Not who you are in certain situations, who you are around your partner versus who you are, you know, out in public. Like, who are you down to the roots of who you are? Who were you when you were a kid, right? When you didn't let the situations and get in the way of you being you. Who are you down the root, the soul, the essence of you? What are 3 words that you would describe you as being, right? And then when we've got a good understanding of that, why? Why is that who you are? Like, really, are those really the 3, or are those the 3 that you wish you were? Or are those the 3 that you used to be? Who are you, right? Understand 3 words to describe you right now. Then what you need to do is understand, how did you get to the stage that you're at right now? If you're not currently living the 3 words that you wish you were, then how did you get to this stage? Why have you gone off keel? Why have you gone off, right? Because a lot of people, they, you know, consider themselves to be something, and really they're something else entirely. So how did you get to that place? What was it? Was it certain significant emotional events? Was it certain things that people have said that have slowly skewed you in a direction that you may not want to be heading in? And so we've got to get this self-awareness before we start working on goals and, you know, your personal development journey. We've got to get a deep understanding of how you came to be at this stage right now. Have we fucked up? How do we get to this situation right now? What certain situations or our childhood or our upbringing or the people we hang around or the workplace environment we have or the place we live, what sort of conditions and environmental factors have led us to a stage of being those three words that you just used to describe who you are right now? And then I want you to understand, then I want you to also forecast and think, what are three words that you want to consider yourself as being? Right? What are three words that you want to consider yourself as being? This is a very broad and kind of generic. I can't get too personal here over podcast because everybody's different. But if we got a good understanding of the 3x3 lifestyle formula, which is my own formula, you can see it on my Facebook page, and you've done that, you've done the wheel of life exercise, you understand which areas you can get some quick wins in right now, we can start to get a good understanding of where you're falling down, where you're doing well in your life, right? We can get an understanding of your identity through understanding what are three main things that you'd use to describe yourself. So how do you define yourself, right? How do you define yourself is generally by what you do. If someone was to say, hey, tell me a bit about yourself, what would you say? Oh, I do this for work, and you'd start talking about your family or whatever, right? So how would you define yourself? Put yourself into a sentence, right? If your life was a movie, what would the title be? Right? What would the blurb be on the back? Write this stuff out. And then now that we understand who you are right now, it might be a little depressing for a lot of you. And if it is, good. Because that highlights the need to change, and this means that there's so much more growth to go. If you think it's absolutely awesome, maybe this podcast episode isn't for you because you're already nailing it. Awesome. Great. Move on. Go to the next one. But if it kind of depresses you where you're at right now, then we need to do something about it. And so here's an activity for you to do, all right? An activity that I encourage you to do right now to get a really good understanding of who you are and some good self-awareness of your flaws and what we need to work on specifically before we start growing. I want you to think about the top three people in your life that would give you honest feedback that know you the best, all right? For a lot of people, it might be their partner or their parents or like a really close friend. I want you to think of these top three people. Write their names down. Now, you're going to have a really honest conversation with them face-to-face. It can't be on the phone. It has to be face-to-face. And you've got to sit them down and say, hey, I'm really looking to change. I'm really looking to grow. I'm looking to work on myself. And it's really important to me. But before I do it, I've been listening to this podcast and he's telling me I need to do this activity, right? And say, I need you to participate in this activity, but you got to promise me that you'll tell me the truth, even if it might hurt me. It might make me upset. It might make things a little bit awkward for a little bit, but I really want the truth. I want you to just tell me the harsh truth. Even if it hurts me, I don't want you to think about my feelings. Just, I need to know this is really important. Can you do that? And they'll say, yeah, okay. And you say, cool. Don't answer this right now. Have a think about it. I'll come back in a couple of minutes. I need to go to the bathroom or whatever. What are my three biggest weaknesses to my personality? To who I am? What are three things that I do that are letting me down from my own growth and my own success? What are the three things? That's power. When you understand those three things, you understand from someone else's perspective what you're doing wrong. And I'm telling you, it'll uncover some things that make you feel pretty uncomfortable and you might get your back up and think and start to attack. Don't. Just listen. And they might say, look, you're really selfish. You're a really selfish person. And that's hard for your mother to say, but it's important because you're receptive to the information. You now know, fuck, if that's happening, if that's how she's feeling, can you imagine how everyone else is feeling? Or they might say, look, what you're doing here, you're just not very patient, or whatever it may be. Whatever your weaknesses may be, this is important for understanding your weaknesses, understanding yourself on a very deep level, connecting with yourself, connecting with your identity, connecting with what's going well, what's not going so well, to then start your personal development journey. Because otherwise, if we don't understand these things, we're just going round and round in circles. So I encourage you to do that activity. Obviously, go do the 3x3 lifestyle formula. If you can't find it, just send me a message. Do the Wheel of Life exercise. Write down 3 words to describe you now, 3 words to describe you in the future. Make sure with the Wheel of Life, you have a look at where the easy wins are and what you should focus on now. Then you need to do that reality check exercise by talking to 3 people that are most close to you and get them to write down and tell you what your biggest weaknesses are and things that you should work on if you want to grow. And that'll give you a good understanding, a good blueprint to start with. Now, this is only part one, and this without part two, you're going to be pretty depressed from this sort of exercise because you kind of realize how shit you are, right? This is your before stage. So I'm going to do part two in my next podcast. So I'm going to give you some time to go away and do this, and then you need to come to part two, which will be the very next podcast here. So make sure you're subscribed. And part two, I'm going to go through understanding your challenges because they're going to tell you what's not so good about where you're at right now. And then I'm going to help you understand what your challenges may be in overcoming that stuff and how you can actually win, how you can actually overcome these challenges and how your beliefs, your values, and your lifestyle design right now may not be helping you, and how maybe some sort of big significant emotional event or certain things in the past have resulted in these challenges keep coming up again and again, and what we're actually going to do about it. So it's going to be a pretty big podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you do get access to that one when I do post it in the next couple of days, but I'm going to give you some time to go do these activities. I hope you've enjoyed it, guys. I'm going to leave you to it, and I'll see you guys in the next podcast.